many people know that we have huge sponsorship for our program that we do, you know. So I just want to thank Pringles Potato Chips. Thanks to Pringles, I just ate half a tennis ball.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Elephant jokes were all the rage when I was a kid. We would laugh so hard that we couldn't even get to the end of the joke. In fact, my brother knew someone whose uncle died laughing at an elephant joke. He just couldn't stop. It wasn't a bad way to go, they said. An elephant joke was actually a sequence of jokes that continually gets more ridiculous. For example, how do you shoot a blue elephant? With a blue elephant gun. How do you shoot a red elephant? Hold his trunk shut until he turns blue, then shoot him with the blue elephant gun. They get worse. Why is an elephant big, gray, and wrinkly? Because if it were small, white, and hard, it would be an aspirin. Why are golf balls small, white, and hard? Because if they were big, gray, and wrinkly, they would be elephants. Well, if you think about that one really hard, smoke will start coming out of your ears, which is a worse way to die than to die laughing. Okay, here's one final joke, and we shall put elephant jokes out of our misery. How many elephants will fit into a Volkswagen? 4. 2 in the front, 2 in the back. How many giraffes can you fit in a VW? None. It's full of elephants. How do you know there are 2 elephants in your refrigerator? You can hear giggling when you close the door. How do you know that there are 3 elephants in your refrigerator? You can't close the door. How do you know there are 4 elephants in your fridge? There's an empty VW parked outside. Well, all this talk of elephants reminds me of a story Jim Donovan tells of a time he went backstage at Madison Square Gardens during a circus. As I was passing the elephants, I suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from the ropes they were tied to, but for some reason they did not. I saw a trainer nearby and asked why these beautiful, magnificent animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. When they are very young, he said, we use the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. I was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. It shouldn't surprise me, because I've been one of them. But often we meet followers of Jesus who are all tied up, tied to legalistic expectations, to wrong ideas of who they are and of who God is. Sometimes those ropes feel so thick that we cannot imagine breaking free from them. But the Bible says this in Galatians 5:1. Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. We are free. And then there's a period at the end of it. We are free, period. I love how Steve Brown put it. You ought to live your life with such freedom and joy that uptight Christians will doubt your salvation. Uptight Christians will doubt your salvation. We are even free to laugh at elephant jokes, I think. Like this one. What game do 4 elephants play in a VW? Squash. By the way, no elephants were harmed during the recording of this program.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.